Welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast for Contractors. Get actionable advice and tactics on how to grow your home service company. Plus interviews with industry experts dropping value bombs in marketing, sales, and operations. And now, let's power up your home service biz with your host, Mark Ambrose of Battle Plan Marketing.
All right. Hello, home service pros, and a happy new year to everyone out there. Welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast, episode number 76. Today, we're going to review 10 powerful tips to optimize your service business for 2022. We had 14 great guests on the show last year and did a total of 75 episodes. Each and every episode was about trying our best to give valuable tips and insights into running a more efficient and profitable service business. So you may want to consider going back and listening to some or all of them if you haven't already. We guarantee there's some golden nuggets in each and every one of them that can help you run a little bit better business. For now, here's what we believe are the top 10 tips that we pulled out of those episodes. So a year in review, if you will. Tip number one is getting your pricing right. So most service companies price themselves too low. They normally did by calling competitors in the area and finding out what they're charging. Not a good practice. And so if you price yourself too low, then it really doesn't matter how well you do everything else. You'll be struggling forever. So remember, every single business in the world is first and foremost in the math business. If you don't get your math, your prices right, then nothing else you do will matter very much at all. Doesn't matter how great your service, your quality, your customer service, everything else will struggle, or you will struggle, even if you do everything else great, if the numbers aren't correct, right? So most businesses fail because simply they don't have their numbers right. So check out episode number 15, which is our interview with CPA Megan Likes, who does a great job of explaining how to get this done right, even if you're terrified of numbers and math. Episode 15. Tip number two, get an operating system for your service business. So use what they call a customer relationship management system or a CRM to manage and automate communications, dispatch, scheduling. Has your price book in there for estimates and invoicing, project management, follow-up marketing, and it helps you manage recurring service agreements and much, much more. Check out episode number 67, which is an interview with House Call Pros Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Brooks Pettis, on why every service company needs a CRM and what it can do for you, more importantly. All right, tip number three, work with your team to create standard operating procedure for every repeatable function in your company. So quality service, reliability, and dependability are the key factors that your customers will judge you by the most. Repeat business, great customer reviews, and referrals totally depend on everyone on your team providing the same high-quality service to each and every customer every single time. And that can only be achieved if you have standardized procedures for everything you do and your team is fully trained on providing it and why they need to provide it. Otherwise, one customer gets great service, the next one mediocre, and the third gets poor service potentially. So standardized procedures, SOPs, keep everybody on the same page and allow you to provide a repeatable, excellent quality service each and every time to each and every customer. So let your team help you do this. Also, engage and ask for suggestions. Let them help you streamline, improve, and standardize every repeatable process. Tip number four, invest in quality and in your customer's experience. Competition out there is more fierce than ever in every type of business. And in order to stand out from the competition, your company needs to provide the best service possible. And that starts with great customer service, excellent communications, well-trained service techs, and paying attention to the little details, right? So ask your employees how to improve the customer experience. Pay your employees well. Treat them well. Provide competitive benefits. Give them some autonomy. Allow them for input on how they could do their jobs better, right? So happy employees create happy customers. You cannot get happy customers without happy employees. One requires the other, right? So ask your customers also for how you could have made their experience the best it could be. Remember that providing the best quality service and parts up front results in the lowest cost per job because you'll have less return service calls to fix what was missed or not done right, and you'll get more repeat business, more customer reviews, and referral business. Right? So the top five consumer complaints about service companies are no humans answer the phone, a service tech didn't show up on time, the job was rushed, wasn't done properly, the company didn't listen to what the customer wanted, and the service tech left a mess behind. Those are the top five consumer complaints. So put procedures in place that solve those issues and make sure your customers never encounter them. And you'll be ahead of most of your competitors right there and then. So check out episodes number 4, titled The Number One Marketing Tip of All Time, episode number 27, titled Why Quality is Free, and episode number 73, titled Clean Up and Stand Out or Give Up, for more details and suggestions on providing customers with the best experience possible. You can also check out an interview on providing excellent customer service with the owners of EverPro in episode number 30. Tip number 5 is define your goals, business and personal. Where do you want to take your company? What should you specialize in? Are there jobs you should stop doing? Is there an exit plan? Are you turning the company over to the next generation? Sell it to your employees? Where do you want to go with it? Where are you taking it? And then also, what does your perfect day look like? And what's the path to get there? So World War II General George S. Patton said, without a plan, you're just a tourist. And that's a quote on our website, currently on our homepage. So define where you want to go and map out a plan to get there instead of just showing up for work each and every day and going through the day's process. Have a goal, set your sights on it, map out a plan to get there, and that will start to happen for you. Tip number 6, are you prepared for a recession? So our economy has been in a bull market for some 15 years or so now, which I believe we're near an all-time record. But all economies are cyclical. So what goes up must come down. So is your company ready for a recession? Warning signs are kind of everywhere, if you ask me. Housing prices are at unaffordable levels. Inflation is rising. Interest rates are looking like going to rise up this year. A pandemic just wreaked havoc on businesses and industries everywhere. Consumer debt is rising and more, right? So what can you do to prepare your company in the case of a recession? And it's not, it may happen, it's imminent. Now, it may not happen this year or next. I don't have a crystal ball that works very well, but a recession is coming, right? So if you're an old guy or gal, you've been through several cycles. If you're in your 30s or something, you have no idea what a recession is like, and it can crush you. You could have a great, successful business today, and when that downturn comes, it might crush you, right? So if you're in new construction business and housing stops, what happens to your business, right? Or you got service business going on, yes or no? So how can you prepare? So clean up and standardize your inventory. Get rid of what's not moving. Standardize what you do need. Make all the trucks have everything the same on them. Or you have specialized trucks. If you're in plumbing, maybe you have a truck just for drain cleaning and jetting and such. So standardize your inventory. That may be all trucks across your fleet or truck by truck. Reduce your debt. That should be actually number one. Let's get rid of the debt and the cost on debt, especially if interest rates are heading up and you've got variable rates. That's a danger for your business. So reduce the debt, clean up and standardize inventory. Take a look at specializing in high margin, high demand services within your profession, within your trade. What are the jobs you really want to do? And what are the jobs you don't want to do anymore? You should stop going on the smaller jobs that you don't want to do that don't bring in money to the business. Build cash reserves. So start having that nest egg ready for emergency times. And of course, back to number one, get your pricing right. So the pricing is everything, right? Everything starts with correct pricing, which has to have all your expenses, both directly related to the job and indirectly, right? So your office, your trucks, your insurance, your profits, your benefits, everything needs to be wrapped into your pricing. Increase efficiencies. So as we talked already on the CRM or an operating system for your business, the more efficient you are, the less data is duplicate entry, you know, all these kinds of things, increase the efficiency of your company and therefore lower your costs, increase your profits. And then how about adding recurring revenue services, right? If you don't already have them, so look at recurring revenue. There's more details in episode number 18, Preparing for a Recession is the title of that one. And that leads us into tip number 7, which was creating more recurring revenue. So smooth out the highs and lows of seasonal service call sales with recurring revenue programs like annual service agreements, VIP clubs, maintenance agreements. This not only helps increase revenue streams, but it also keeps you connected to your previous customers. So when they need another service like yours again, they instantly know who to call. Same if they're going to refer you out to somebody else or a friend is needing a service similar to yours, they're more apt to recommend you and refer those clients, their associates, to your company. A good CRM, as we already mentioned, can easily keep track of recurring revenue programs and the billing associated with them. All right, so check out episode number 7 of our podcast, Creating Recurring Revenue, for more details on how to execute there. Tip number 8, stay connected to existing customers, right? Most companies have paid good money to attract new customers, and then they do business with them, and then they ignore them afterwards, right? Why would you want to do that, right? It was an expensive cost to attract that customer, acquire a new customer. So why ignore them now that they've come to already now know, like, and trust your company? Right? So don't do that. Repeat business, online customer reviews, and referrals should be the lifeblood of your business. Right? So new customers and those that are referred want to see great customer reviews about your company online, and you're more apt to get those if you stay connected. Repeat business and referrals are the best qualified customers you can find. So don't lose previous customers by disappearing. Instead, stay connected to them with an email newsletter that's not about selling, that's filled with fun tips about places in the town, maybe your staff's favorite restaurants or places to go for families, reviews of products in your industry, DIY tips, and more, right? Make it interesting. Make it about them so they'll want to open your emails. Don't just sell. In fact, you should keep promotions to a minimum and make it more of a helpful, informative, fun, and engaging newsletter that they'll remember you by and that they'll want to open each and every time one shows up. So listen to episode number 11, How to Grow Your Business by Staying Connected, and our interview in episode number 10 with AWeber's Jenna Bagley for more info on staying connected to your clients. Tip number 9, turn your website and your Google My Business, now called your Google Business Profile, into lead generation machines, right? Most companies have a website that is little more than a digital brochure of their services. And that might have been okay in the year 1990 or 2000, but it doesn't cut it at all in 2022 and beyond. So first of all, a site like that will never rank for much of anything. So in Google, where all your prospects and your customers are searching for info about services like yours, you'll be a ghost and go unseen by everyone if all you have is a digital brochure-like website. So secondly, most people are not in the buying stage of their journey. 90%+ of them are seeking information about their problems or desires and the different solutions that are available to them. Right? He or she who provides educational information to those people in the earlier stages of their journey will not only have a chance to rank in Google now, but also and get seen by their prospects but they'll also be respected and more likely to get the business by those prospects for who you helped along their path. You gave them information to analyze. So, and then on your Google business profile, actively managing it with regular posting, Q&As, having complete product and service info in there, regularly posting job and team photos, regularly adding and replying to reviews, and regularly fighting spam on your services from competitors who are cheating in Google Maps. Those who do that will prosper the most. Right. You also will have the added benefit of reducing customer acquisition costs and advertising dependency if you are generating leads from your own website and Google listing. There are several episodes where we talk about this. So see episode number 9, titled, Are You Missing Out on 90% of Your Prospects? Episode number 17, titled, 15 Essential Elements to a Lead Generation Website. And episode number 22, entitled Inbound Marketing. Okay, and there's a bunch of other websites that are all about this. It's a big topic on our channel. So check out our podcast or our YouTube channel for more helpful info on this. And then tip number 10 is mastermind with business owners in your industry, right? So pick up tips and learn from people who are running businesses like yours. And check out our interview episodes and listen to what business owners in your industry are doing to grow and improve their companies, right? There is always something to learn from those who are in the same business that you are. For plumbers, you can check out interviews on our podcast interviews at episode number 61, 62, and 75. And for solar installers, check out interviews with business owners in your industry in episodes number 5, 63, and 74. And as a bonus, if you're running Google Ads, no matter what industry you're in, you'll also want to learn how to protect yourself from competitor and fraudulent clicks, which are detailed in our episode number 25 in our interview with Jason Pittick, the CMO of ClickGuard. That's a big one. And for us, reduce the cost of our clients' Google Ads accounts anywhere from 15 to 30% just by installing that system and monitoring it regularly. All right. So those are our top 10 tips from last year to carry over into this year. I hope that helps some of you. Thanks for sharing your time and attention with us today. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button to help the algorithm like us. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you get notified of future episodes. Feel free to share this episode on your social channels. Good luck out there and create a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast. To power up your home service business, for show notes, visit battleplanmarketing.com/podcast. If you enjoyed our show, please share it on social. Until next time.